It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Running from pillar to post could go back to tennis or torture.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Pillar to post. I use this expression quite a bit, and I used it to describe you these last several months. You are so busy. So you found out a little bit about pillar to post?
I did, and I loved it that you used it when you were saying, Ann, it seems like you're running from pillar to post, which of course got us into a conversation about, wait a minute, where does that come from?
It doesn't take much for us, does it?
It doesn't. And I'm afraid, as I sometimes do on the show, that I am delivering slightly disappointing news, which is we're not sure where pillar to post comes from. There are some theories. What does it mean? Well, as you used it to describe me, sort of running around. Now, when you use it, is the action worthwhile or not worthwhile if I'm running around?
Well, I think it can depend, but when I'm thinking of you, it's always worthwhile, naturally, Anne.
And some people use it that way. Some people use it to refer to movement sort of hither and thither where you're not getting anything done. I do like to think I'm getting something done somewhere in there. And there is a question of, are you doing it of your own free will or are you being forced from pillar to post?
Good point, yes.
As you bounce around. Now, this first shows up in the 15th century, and it shows up as post to pillar, and at some point got turned around to pillar to post. All right, theories about where it comes from. One is tennis, the idea being here that you tied the net between the pillar and the post.
Oh.
And if you were good at tennis, then you had your opponent running back and forth between the pillar and the post.
Yeah.
The timing doesn't quite work on this. It seems like this probably isn't where it comes from. Another one is maybe this comes from punishment, where criminals are moved from the post, where they're being whipped, to the pillory or the stocks. Now, as Michael Quinion, who has the great website World Wide Words, points out, the problem is we have no evidence for the expression post to pillory. Then there's the possibility that this is parallel to other expressions in other languages, like in Dutch. Apparently, there's an expression that goes from cupboard to wall.
Yeah.
Do you know this expression?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah.
And the idea being the cupboard and the wall are really not very far apart, so you're not getting much done.
Yeah. What about pillar of salt, as long as we're on pillars? What's that about?
Right. Well, so the pillar of salt, which is Lot's wife in the Bible, who turns to look at the destruction of Sodom and is turned into a pillar of salt. So that would be a more negative use of salt in the Bible. But salt of the earth, which comes from the Bible, Matthew 5:12, here, when it's you are the salt of the earth, this is a good thing. And I think, is that how you use the expression salt of the earth?
Yeah, great human being.
Right, that someone is salt of the earth. Now, as I was looking into salt here, I was thinking about, wait a minute, you can also be worth your salt. And this goes back to salt as a valuable commodity. And Roman soldiers were paid their allowance to buy salt. And this is actually where the word salary comes from. Oh. It's the money you get to go buy things. And that's where the expression worth one's salt, worth your salary.
And you're always fascinating. Now, I've been described as salty. Is that a good thing?
I love this expression. Undergraduates are using it a lot. I don't think it's a good thing if you're salty, but it's a great word.
And it's great on margaritas. Thank you, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.